Happy birthday to Bob Seger. He is 80 years old today, and we hope it's not an American storm. We hope it's actually a very conciliatory meeting that happens today between the leader of Canada and the leader of the United States. We see Prime Minister Mark Carney at any moment will be arriving at the White House to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump. They'll talk trade. They'll talk tariffs. They'll talk relationships. They'll probably talk defense. There's lots of eyes on this. Of course, Washington is abuzz this morning, and that's where I want to go next with Kelly Malone. We've had Kelly on the show before. She's the Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press, and she is one of many media at the White House today. Kelly, thanks for giving us some time.
Well, it's always great to talk to you.
So, pretty big meeting today. We're calling it the Trade War Summit Talks. How important is this meeting for Canada?
I think it'll be an opportunity to reset the relationship. That's what people are talking about. Obviously, Prime Minister Mark Carney joked last week that he doesn't expect to see white smoke, and I think Canadians should temper their expectations that anyone walks out without tariffs today. But what it really is them going into the room together, being able to look at each other eye to eye, to be able to talk one-on-one as two leaders of two different nations and really reset the tone for these conversations. Trump's team seems very determined to do some sort of tariffs, but they've also left out, you know, the Canada-US-Mexico agreement imports through a lot of these. So I think there is opportunity for Canada to figure out what Trump actually wants and make movement on that. But what it really has to start with is a resetting of this conversation.
Do we know the agenda for the day, Kelly? Is there a part of the meeting that will be public, a part that will be private? Any thoughts on what that's going to look like?
Yeah, so they will be meeting in the Oval Office, and that is what you see when other world leaders come. So that's them having, you know, questions thrown at them from the press in front of cameras. And then after that, they'll be going to a luncheon, and that one's behind closed doors. And that's probably where you're going to see a lot more of the in-depth conversations, versus the Oval Office is a bit more of the reporters throwing questions, Trump maybe making jokes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're all a bit curious after the Oval Office experience that President Zelensky had. I'm guessing we're not going to see that sort of a charade play out today.
Well, it's certainly something I've been asking experts over the last few days, because I think Canadians have anxiety about it, not wanting to see that happen. But pretty much everyone I talked to said they don't expect that to go that way. Trump has changed how he speaks about Carney compared to how he spoke about Trudeau. And it wouldn't be something that would necessarily go over well with Americans. The Zelensky Oval Office wasn't that popular, polling afterwards. You know, it didn't show that that was a good move necessarily among all Americans. And polling right now for how they're talking about Canada is also showing there's not a whole lot of approval among Americans. So it really is an opportunity for them to kind of come out. I can't imagine that there won't be a question about 51st date. That's coming. I also imagine that Carney and his team have been prepping for that for days.
Kelly Malone is my guest, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. Of course, we've been following along, and we probably can assume we know what Mark Carney's message is going to be. What we heard from President Trump yesterday was words to the effect of, yeah, he's coming down to meet with me. I don't know what he wants to meet with me about. What do you see President Trump's attitude to be like going into this meeting with Canada?
It's truly unknown. I think that's where we're at. Like, not that long ago, he was talking about Carney being a good guy. He put out a Truth Social saying that they were going to have constructive conversations. And then obviously the conversation yesterday was very dismissive of the entire event that's happening today. He also then went on a rant about trade with China. So he could have had something else on his mind and just not wanted to talk about this. I think no one really knows what's going to happen when this Oval Office situation happens and what mood Trump is in when they start talking in front of the cameras.
Mm-hmm. And I think you started and alluded to this off the start, but the chatter in Washington about this meeting, possibly being seen as a reset?
Yeah, that's kind of what everyone here is talking about. You know, a lot of Trump's team has signaled a sense that they want to work on trade with Canada, that they don't want it to be as adversarial as it has seemed for the last, you know, few months. His USTR, Jameson Greer, was on Fox News last week talking about bringing manufacturing back to North America. So not just the United States. He said that it had to be a North American project. Obviously, Howard Lutnick has also signaled to Canadian officials that they're looking for a deal. And even Trump yesterday said that they want to make a deal. What that deal is, what he ultimately wants from Canada, I think those are the big questions of what is happening today.
Right. Well, Kelly, I know you've got a full day, so we won't keep you any longer, but I do hope that we can check in with you first thing tomorrow morning and take more of a reflection on what happened and maybe digest a little bit about what this is going to mean going forward.
Absolutely.
Thanks again to Kelly Malone, Washington correspondent with the Canadian Press. As I mentioned, we will check in with Kelly first thing tomorrow morning to start the show. As we watch, it looks as if they are still cameras set on the door of the White House where the motorcade will pull up, the Prime Minister and those that will be meeting with him and President Trump will get out. There will be an exchange. You remember this from past meetings where he's had with foreign diplomats. And then they go into the White House. As Kelly talked about, there will likely be a setting in the Oval Office where they will be seated in the chairs and they will take some questions from reporters. And this happens before the actual meeting gets going. So that, of course, can also set the tone for the meeting. As we saw again, I hate to keep hearkening back to the President Zelensky, Ukraine President meeting, but that actually yielded no results. They didn't have lunch. They didn't have a follow-up meeting. It didn't go well. Anticipating that today's meeting is going to go much better than that, what are you expecting to see come from this meeting? Are you expecting it to be positive, respectful, conciliatory? Are we going to gain some ground? So many people are giving, whether he's asking for it or not, giving Mark Carney advice on this. We saw yesterday Doug Ford, maybe not surprisingly, with some advice for the Prime Minister.
You know, I just mentioned to him, don't get bullied. Because we know where he's going. Stand firm. We're their number one customer. And yes, they're our number one customer. But just be strong. And we have your back.
You know, when you think about this, and I mean, we've gotten to know through the media and through his own online posts, we've gotten to know President Trump over the last few months for sure. There's a nuanced balance that Prime Minister Carney and the delegation from Canada is going to have to reach. Part of it is about buttering him up. Part of it is about giving him some credit, giving him some wins that he's going to be able to take away from this. I think it's safe to say Canada will be expressing somewhat hat in hand our aspirations to do better when it comes to defense. But I think when they start talking trade, that's when it needs to get solid. That's when it needs to get serious. That's when Prime Minister Carney needs to show that he is firm on trade when it comes to Canada. Give President Trump some credit for Kuzma. Let's build on that. President Trump was in place when Kuzma was first negotiated. His signature is on that. So let's build on that. Some good work there. Those are the types of messages I'm guessing need to come out. One thing that many experts are saying, and I completely agree with this, is it would be very dangerous if a package deal was done that hinged defense spending and prioritization and trade together. Those two things, and you know that President Trump has been talking that way, putting those two things together, packaging them together, is dangerous because trade should be independent of that. Trade should be about thriving economies and ways in which they can work together. Defense altogether separate absolutely needs to be prioritized. And I think there's room there for the Prime Minister to be able to make that differentiation. Also, critical minerals. I hope that doesn't even come up in this discussion. And again, call it a reaction to what we saw with the United States and Ukraine, but there was some concession for the work that the U.S. has done in helping protect Ukraine, albeit completely different situation than Canada, but there is already, it's been floated out there and an acknowledgement that the U.S. is owed something and Ukraine was willing to give up access and critical minerals as part of a deal there. I would hope and trust that that doesn't even come into the conversation today. All of these things, though, are things that will be mulled about, talked about, and, of course, we'll be all watching to see what that reaction will be after the meeting is over. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're kind of dancing with the fact that we will go to live coverage if they provide an opportunity for the media portion of that meeting to be shown, televised, and broadcast over the radio. We will go live to that. It's likely to be after 9:30. And until then, and in between time, we'll go to the phone lines for your thoughts on what you hope to see from this meeting between Prime Minister Mark Carney and the President of the United States. The Trade War Summit is happening today in Washington. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.